What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
My own strength. Ooh. I put my faith in Jesus. Are we starting? All right. Hello. He's never let me down.
Jesus. He's never, ever
let me down.
I mean, but that's not true, though. Because he has let me down before.
He has broke my heart. He's
absolutely. You know what's crazy? He's disappointed me. Absolutely.
I threaded that. Yeah. I was like, have you ever been like angry with God or upset with God? But it's really... You get upset with him because you want your will to be done.
Yeah.
You're not allowing him to move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're upset because you had this idea of what your life was supposed to be or what it was going to be. And then it's like, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
So people, now my heart is hurt.
People aren't honest about the offense that we have with God.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
I have been offended by him.
Yeah.
Like, you have... tremendously disappointed me.
What's an example?
Just in little things, like even in little things, but like my son is autistic. That was the only son that I prayed for, the only son that I planned for, the only son that I want. Like, you know what I'm saying? That I anticipate, like I was ready for him.
And then you're like, okay.
And then I'm like, so you gave me what I wanted, and then added this on it.
Wow.
Why would you do that?
It didn't look the way I wanted.
It didn't make sense to me.
Yep.
So I was offended by that. And anytime. Things don't go the way we want it to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's an opportunity for us to be offended. But I think being honest with it, because God's not offended by your offense.
Yeah.
He's not offended by you saying, hey, I'm disappointed. I didn't like that.
And then I was, when I tweeted that, I was like, I've never been, not tweeted, threaded. We on threads now.
Threaded.
Follow me on thread.
It's like threaded.
Thread lightly. I didn't make that. I saw it on threads.
I like that. Thread lightly. I like it.
He's like, ooh. I was like, all right. I'm not taking credit.
Seriously.
What did I say? Oh, you know how they say never say never? Because I was like, I can't think of a moment where I've been angry at God.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
And be grateful. It will happen, but if there's an opportunity for that to happen and show that emotion and, you know, work through that, I get it. But I haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah.
Where I'm like super angry at him.
Yeah.
I've been upset more with people than him.
Yeah.
But
I think that's also the level of your expectation.
Right.
Like you're disappointed in people because you set a high expectation for them.
Right.
I have high expectations for God.
For God.
So when you don't pull through for me in the way that I want you to pull through for me, I am disappointed. Yeah. But I'm like that. It's just, you know me. I'm like, you say we're going to get ice cream and we don't go.
And we don't go. I'm disappointed.
I am sad.
I wanted a double scoop vanilla cone. And you said you was going to be there with me. I can go get it by myself, but you
I
said.
I wanted to do it together.
We were supposed to cheers the cone. I was going to make a boomerang.
You was going to lick mine. I was going to lick yours.
Megan.
Ice cream.
I'm like, ooh. I ain't had no licking in so long. I was like, that's, ooh, Jesus. My goodness. Tit for take for take. Lick for lick.
Oh, my God. You're sick. And we don't need to do this
When we have a guest.
Always.
Always. Just want to ramble and ramble and ramble. He just sitting there being
y'all
so polite. Y'all know how we do. And are we doing we're back still?
We're back. We got Mike Teezy, though. We can.
Jeez.
He said,
can you take tenor?
I could.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Just, with the horse, raspy.
Just hop in.
Got you.
Just hop in where you fit.
Wherever you feel.
Okay.
Ready?
Was that too high?
If you bring down the octave, that'd be helpful.
Ooh, octave?
Maybe so. Yeah.
No, do a whole octave, but you know.
I'm doing my note. That's the only one that's in my head right now. This in there. I hear the C sharp.
Okay, go ahead.
So good luck. I got my note. Ooh wee. Okay.
We're back.
Yes. Okay, I was good. I'm a little shaky. Yeah, I almost lost it. I was like,
I'm so weak.
That was good.
You guys, we have a special guest.
Yeah.
Who has some beef with the devil.
Facts.
Ooh. So he had to hop in the stew.
Ooh. I did. It's the ad-libs. I do.
Facts. It's the way it comes in. Yeah. Can we please put a clip up of it?
That song.
We was in LA. We didn't have a drop top. I almost said drop top. I'm lying. It wasn't a drop top, but in your mind, was down.
It felt like a drop top.
We was riding down Rodeo. Yeah. I don't know if it was Rodeo. It was kind of like Rodeo.
It was a street
with palm trees.
Right.
I mean, when that came on, we said,
"I had some beef with the devil, so I had to hop in the stew."
Y'all hear this?
He's so hard, y'all.
Eli thinks. Hey, I had some beef with the devil, so I had to hop in the stool.
I did.
Ooh. If we start talking about ops, then I probably got me a few.
I do.
Almost in.
It's like, relax.
I can shoot at the devil.
I'm crying, no facts. Yeah.
It's like, who you shooting at? No, God, you know, you got to fight the devil. No.
Virtual claps for Mike Teezy.
I'm crying.
Teezy.
Listen, you have had us in a chokehold for about a month now. Wow. A little over a month. We are like obsessed.
Super fans. Yeah.
Super fans of your music.
I appreciate that.
And I think the reason why it's so like
I never knew it existed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I knew.
No, I'm not saying your music. No, I'm saying that genre that well.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We knew it existed, but we didn't know it was good.
Like that. Yeah.
Why do you feel like it is a different, or like, what is the difference now? Because I feel like there's a thing happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Caleb Gordons and the, what's the new guy?
Alex Jean.
The white guy that has God first, hard work.
Oh,
God
Zanti.
First.
I love him.
Zanti,
I just started following him. Hard.
I love his music too. But yeah, there's like a thing happening with you guys
right now. Dope. Oh. I'm like, I'm trying to get in there.
It's crazy. So last year, God dropped in my spirit Infiltration. And literally over the course of like 2-3 months, I just seen it happening for different people. Like I started going viral, Miles Minnick, Caleb Gordon, everybody just started popping off around the
same
time.
Caleb.
And went up.
And so, you've been doing these videos of,
remixes. Yeah.
Remixes. Yeah. And that's kind of the first time I saw you.
Crazy.
Was a reel and you did a remix of a song. And I'm like, if he don't record every last one.
Did you do a Chris Brown one?
Yeah. Under the Influence.
Oh, it was so fire.
Appreciate that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fire.
What?
I'm like, because it's set. I mean,
it's beautiful.
The quality.
Yeah.
It's not corny.
It's not like, it's not corny.
Yeah.
It's not corny.
So, what makes you, or what started that for you? Where it was like, let me just go in and.
And that's what I was about to say, because he started off with secular music.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what's crazy is I was a dancer first. So I had a crew that we used to like jerk and break dance and crump and all this stuff. So
let me see something.
I mean, I could, you know, I could, you know what I'm saying? I could do a little something.
He's like,
right
don't
now.
Play.
But no, so I started off dancing. And then when I rededicated my life to God, I was like, yo, we can still do this dance thing, but let's do it for God. But then I was like, but what do we dance to? Like, what music is there that I can actually dance and have
now
fun
we praise
and rock
dancing.
With?
We miming.
So exactly. So at the time, I was like, you know what? Let me just start doing these remixes. I'm so weak.
Sorry, but we all know flags in church. It's like, you are hitting me.
No facts. And then they loud, too.
And they loud.
By your ear.
Like, it's like Jesus.
You're not even focused on the Lord. Facts. You focused on this.
Trying to dodge the flag.
Turning. Oh, my God.
It's facts. Cold in here. All that wind.
I'm so weak.
White paint.
But
your face.
I started doing remixes then. And I would just find whatever was popping at the time. So I think Look at Me Now was really going crazy at the time. So I did like the whole song, the Busta Rhymes. Let me sing all of that.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's old. Don't even listen to it.
He's like, when I put it out,
we're just saying it happened.
Yeah.
But I started doing remixes. And from there, it was like, maybe I can actually do this a little bit. People heard it around the school. And they was like, yo, you actually got a little voice for this. Like, you can actually rap.
So you were in high school at the moment?
No, I was in college.
Got you, college.
Okay. So in high school, I was just freestyling and stuff during lunch, like beating on the desk and stuff like that. But that was about it.
Yeah.
So college came around. I was the dude known for dancing. And then when I started playing around with poetry more and rapping on people's songs and stuff, they was like, yo, you can actually rap a little bit.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
So I didn't start singing until later on.
Yeah.
Because I never thought I had a voice. Like, my sister could sing, my dad could sing, my mom could sing.
Oh, wow.
But I never felt like I had that voice. No.
Yeah.
At all. When I thought I could do it, I was like, ah. And my aunt was like, who's crying? So I was like, you know what? It's not my gift. That's not my ministry.
That's my ministry.
You know
what I'm saying? Not who's crying.
So So I was like, yeah, that's not for me. And over time, just kept, you know, working at it. And now I found the sound.
So what caused you to have that shift? Like bringing you more to Christ opposed to like the worldly
facts.
Entertainment?
So I got a call that one of my friends in high school had got shot. We was both the co-captains of the basketball team. And he's the one that gave me the name, Mike Teasy. So he was like, bro, you dance like Chris Breezy. I'm going to start calling you Mike Teasy.
Mike Teasy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hard.
And from there, it just stuck. So I've been Mike Teasy ever since. And I got a phone call that he was shot and killed.
And
he was just walking down the street, straight bullet, just, got him. And as soon as I got that call, I was like, you know what? Tomorrow's not promised for real.
Yeah.
Like, I was raised in church.
Real.
My parents are pastors. I know this.
You
know,
PK?
Yeah,
PK. We PKs too.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's bad. We bad.
we always straight
and always come back.
Facts. But so when I heard about that, I was like, you know what? I need to, you know, really focus in and get my life together because I could be gone tomorrow too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything could happen. And so I rededicated my life. It was like a New Year's Eve service. They call it Watch Night Service, if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So Watch Night Service, I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do this, and be serious about it. And I did it and never turned back.
Never turned back.
Yeah. Wow. Just a decision.
Do you feel like before that you had a relationship with Jesus or you had more religion?
I feel like I had more of a religion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I said, raising a church, I knew church, you know. I knew what it was to be in the church, to play the drums, get up, you know, lift your hands, stuff like that.
You knew there was a God. Tradition. I believed in Jesus. Yeah, but...
exactly. And so once I rededicated my life to God, I was like, you know what? This is more real for me. Like, I felt more of a connection, you know, mm-hmm. and I would sing songs. Like, at that time, I wasn't even a singer, but I started making, like, worship songs mm-hmm. before I even got into really, like, rapping for wow. God. Mm-hmm. And so in those moments of doing these worship songs, like, I just felt a tug more so, you know
at
what I'm saying?
Heart. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So literally, like, tears would fall to my eyes. I would drop down to my knees. Like, I really felt the mm-hmm. presence of God. And it took me a minute to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yep.
saying? Because I was always the background guy. I played the drums. I danced in the, you know, dance team or whatever too, mm. but I just played the background and yeah. thought that was my lane. Like, yeah. I thought that's what God wanted me to do. Mm. And yeah, like, from that moment on, it was like, you know, this is what I got to do. Mm. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. Facts. I feel like when you said you really felt the presence of God, like you yeah. dropped down to your knees.
Yeah.
I feel like having a real relationship with him, you can see the difference because mm-hmm. anytime I think about spending time with God, like if I'm like in the car on my way here, I was yeah. rushing, running late.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actively trying to get, you know, prepare yeah. myself, get ready. And so, but even the thought of like praying, I'm right. like, I know I'm about to be in here bawling.
Yeah.
yeah
like
yeah.
it's so,
yeah.
The moment I like any type of worship music or mm-hmm. any
yeah.
opportunity for me to really be in his presence.
And cultivate, yeah,
me,
yeah, yeah.
Facts.
Just the thought of it makes me teary.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, that's why I'm like, I can't
yeah,
just
let me
be,
do a quick little prayer.
literally.
Do a little quick.
Because if be I get it, you, yeah. like, that's you how I know the yeah. relationship part, like that's the real. Intimacy part
yeah,
is
the
different.
Intimacy.
Exactly. Like I may have had a relationship, like I had, like you have a distant family member. Like we have a relationship,
yeah.
Yeah.
but we're not.
Intimate.
Right,
intimate.
We don't have
facts.
Moments and
exactly.
memories together.
Yeah. yeah.
That's how I feel like is the biggest difference
yeah.
right
that's
now.
Real.
But
we were talking off camera about his testimony. He was
yeah.
telling me he got hit by a car.
I know
yeah.
I was gonna ask you about
I didn't
that.
Because
it's
yeah.
something happened to your leg, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
wow.
Matter of fact, I've been paralyzed twice. It was crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, age 7, I was run over by a drunk driver. I was we literally just had a death in the family. So a lady came by. She was trying to bring food or whatever. Imagine, I was born and raised in West Virginia, so that's what they do. I don't know if they do that out here.
Which means bring food.
Bring food to your house,
dies,
like whenever you...
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
so
just
bring they bring
oh,
like
oh,
whatever you
yeah.
might need.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So yeah, this lady came by, and she had her son in the car. So I was like, you know, I'm big and bad. I'm 7, da-da-da-da. So my parents' car is right here. I was on the backside. My sister and the lady was about to go across the street because we were trying to help her bring the stuff in. So I bent down to tie my shoe, and this drunk driver starts swerving. Ends up hitting me, running over my legs.
Woo, woo,
and
woo.
Then I end up under my parents' car. Don't know how it happened. So I'm using my elbows to get out of their car, crawl to the sidewalk, get up on the side of the grass. And in that moment, I was just, you know, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
like,
you were a kid.
Yeah, I was trying to get up.
You,
and I'm like,
you remember everything.
No, facts, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Literally, like, it's like a movie.
You remember
oh
the impact.
My God.
Facts,
it was
everything.
Super painful. You remember everything.
Everything.
Ooh.
Everything. And in that moment, it's like my parents, they didn't know what to say. They just said, Jesus, Jesus, mm. Jesus. The whole time the police actually
right.
came. Because the lady called the cops for them or whatever to get the ambulance and everything. But they was like
oh.
asking questions. They was like, how old is he? What's his name? My parents just, Jesus. Jesus, like they literally just called
they
him
couldn't
Jesus.
Say nothing
couldn't
else.
Say nothing else,
my
just
God.
Jesus. So my mom is freaking out, of course. She's a black mom.
oh, for sure. 100%.
Of course,
yeah,
freaking
out. It would have
so,
been Roko Rabasi.
You, know, all
you
of that.
Know what I'm saying? I would not be playing my baby's legs.
Facts.
Looking
so
for the car.
They rushed me to the hospital. I'm strapped to this bed or whatever because they didn't want me to move. And like the doctors came in. All I remember is they coming in, looking at me, and then going out. Then all of a sudden, I was doing flips out the hospital. God healed me in 20 minutes, just like that. No surgery. Doctors didn't put hands on me. Nothing.
What?
God just healed me.
And you remember not being able to use your legs.
I remember not being able, like, literally trying to get up.
Crawling.
Y'all remember Bambi?
Yeah.
Like, when she was trying to
literally
walk.
Literally shaking.
I was
that?
Literally trying
the,
to get up.
The
little
deer Bambi.
Yeah.
Oh, Bambi.
The, yeah,
I thought you said baby.
Bambi.
Yeah, Bambi. Yeah. For sure. Country.
Little,
you remember Bambi? I was like,
I'm
Bambi.
Birdman.
I'm weak. But yeah, like literally like that, like the deer legs, like I was trying to get up, but I couldn't.
Wow.
Falling to the ground. So I'm just using my elbows, trying to claw to the side.
We had another friend who went through that Harmony.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
he
got hit
but
by a car.
That's that purpose, bringing
wow,
you
facts.
Back. You know what I mean? Like you
facts.
See all the stuff God has brought you through and
yeah.
it makes sense now.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
this is why I'm here.
Exactly.
I had no choice but to choose you.
Yeah.
I had
yeah.
no choice. It was
that's
part
real.
Of purpose. And you married.
Yeah.
We single. You ain't got no friends.
I got a few friends, but a lot of them are married too. Yeah. Or in a relationship.
It'd be like that.
When you're in this when you're in the Christian culture and the Christian community, it's like, I am not about to play.
I'm so weak.
If you don't hurry put this ring in this finger, boy, we about to be in trouble.
What?
Yeah, we got to be.
You have to marry me.
Yes,
we so not we about can to get play. To it.
Or we going to get to it.
Or we going to get to it and repent.
Which one, you
so
which one do you want to
I
do?
Like free sex.
I know that's right. Real. Instead of looking over your back.
I love free sex.
I feel that.
When you can be free.
Free, yeah.
And have sex.
Being free. Exactly. Not financially free. Because you got to tell the people in the world. They
clarity.
Oh, yeah. Clarity for sure.
She's context. Like, I love free sex. I don't want to pay for dick no more.
I ain't paying for nothing. That's crazy.
But no, but you do pay.
Yeah.
There is a price.
Okay, there is a price. Price. Pay.
That's there right. is goodness. A price. No. People think that there's not. There is a price.
It's a price.
That's real.
And I like not paying price. I don't like to pay.
Of anything.
Nothing. Nothing. I like free.
Financial, spiritual.
Facts. I like free.
Yeah.
And free. When you got that covenant,
yeah.
you free.
There's a covering.
That's real.
Okay? But in the Christian community, it's like you got to get married. So how old were you when you and your wife?
We got married at 24.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
24. And y'all been married 8 years.
Yeah, it'll be 8 years in August.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How did you guys meet?
So we actually grew up together in Charleston, West Virginia. Okay. We grew up in Bishop Jack's Church.
Okay.
Wow.
In Charleston, West Virginia. Yeah.
Okay.
So what's crazy is years went by because my parents moved to North Carolina in 2000. And then, my dad was transitioned through a bank at that time. And then 13 years later, her dad gets transferred from the same bank to North Carolina. So they end up going to our church or whatever.
Wow.
And from there, it was like, all right.
Yeah, that was basically.
So you're just like, this is my person? Or
yeah, okay, it was okay. Like, that was it.
Y'all have kids?
Not yet, no.
Are you? Do you guys want kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, take your time.
So it's for like, sure. How do I date in the world with who I am now? I've been on 2 days lately. I was like, ooh, I am old.
It's different.
It's so different. The things that were like fly and cool, now I'm like, young man.
Yeah, you feel like a granny.
Check, please. Yeah.
For sure.
Your I'm soul. Weak. What
is in there?
I'm so weak.
What's in there?
What is behind those eyes? Real
but
eyes
I think it's the
realize.
Same. It's the same feeling being in like the business that we're in the entertainment business. It's like, trying to find that balance of being relevant but not compromising. And I wrote this on Threads today. I'm like, we live in a time where people will literally compromise morals, common sense, empathy,
to be
relevancy.
Known or seen.
Right.
Yep.
And it's so hard. Facts. Like when you come to a real revelation of who God is and who Christ is and the way he designed us to be
exactly.
It is extremely hard to maneuver through the business, even just in culture, on social media, because the opportunity to offend is so there because people reject truth.
What?
Exactly.
I have tried the Threads. I'm like, I can't say that.
I can't say that.
Why can't I say that?
And do you find that that's hard?
Oh, for sure.
As an artist.
My goodness.
For sure.
Because it's like because we are so accepting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We love everybody.
Of course.
Because we have decided everyone can have a truth.
Yeah, that's real.
Because we have put that out there. Everybody is allowed to have a truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There is not one truth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like, it's your truth and your truth and your truth. So then there's no way of balancing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where's the standard at?
Exactly.
So that's why you bring it back to the kingdom.
Exactly.
Truth. This is the truth.
But how do you stand on that, not offending people? That's
facts.
The hardest.
You're gonna have to
and
offend
the thing
some
is
people.
Too, yeah, you gotta be okay with like what God told you to do.
Yes.
You know? Because for me, like when I started doing the remixes, I got so much backlash. So many people
from Christians,
church,
I'm sure.
And
I'm
people in the church was like, you know what? This ain't safe for you to take a secular beat.
And
I'm like, listen, like we were in the world, you know what I'm saying, at one time. But God took us and saved us. Why can't I take a beat? This is a beat.
A beat.
Like this is an instrumental.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just taking it and putting
positive.
Like godly lyrics on this thing,
you
know, and I'm trying to reach people that you can't reach possibly, you know, and it's working.
Because I'm telling you right now, that song come on, and you won't know it's
facts.
Not Chris Brown unless you really
unless
are paying
you really
attention
listen.
And listen. Yeah. You're like, oh,
I said
but
that.
It's gonna capture your attention.
Yeah,
like we were talking about all the time. We were like, I have this playlist that I gave to all my close friends,
dope.
And I'm like. It's, you know, it has all different type of Christian hip hop artists on there. You, Caleb, all the people on there.
Yeah.
And we were, remember, we were like, if we played this in the club, nobody would know.
What? Nobody. Nah. People would have no idea. Because they don't know what's in the club now.
Facts.
You don't know all them words. You just,
all that mumbling. Yeah,
you don't know
that bippity boppity boo.
You don't know what you're saying. You don't even know what you're inviting.
Oh my goodness.
Into yourself.
On the way over here, my Uber driver was playing 21 Savage. I said, please.
Not 21.
Turn it. I have to have a good day.
Right.
It's too much weighing on that.
I said, please turn that down, sir. Hey, KFS fam. Have you ever signed up for a free trial but forgot to cancel? Or you have subscriptions for services that you don't even use? You're like, how long have I been paying for that? I know I do. That's why we want to tell you about Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and it monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place, y'all. It's so dope.
You guys know that the average person has about 12 paid subscriptions, and 80% of the people who have paid subscriptions forget about it. Honestly, this has definitely been me. There are so many streaming platforms, it's hard to keep up with. And out of nowhere, you find yourself purchasing another app to watch that one movie or show and never watch anything on that app again. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want. The average person saves up to $720 a year with Rocket Money.
Seriously, y'all, if you are somebody who has subscriptions, I promise you, there are ones that you're not using and ones you've been unknowingly paying for. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money. Try it out now and see if it can help you clear up your subscription services, lower your bills and monthly payments. Y'all, stop throwing away your money. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses today by going to rocketmoney.com/KFS. That's rocketmoney.com/KFS. All right, guys.
Back to the show.
Yeah.
I couldn't even take it. My spirit was
seriously.
Oh, I said, oh my goodness.
That's I be at Effect Fitness. Like, I need a minute, y'all. Y'all are.
That's the only time I can listen to ratchet music when I'm at.
But when you're working out, yeah.
But as soon as you walk out, now behold,
I'm weak.
Cause all that Gucci Mane,
all that thugging him around. That's where we are.
Yeah, it's real.
Like in right music, now, that is where we are.
Yeah.
And once again,
and not to say that it's not bad.
100%.
I mean, it is. Yeah. It, whatever.
Yeah, I get it. That's where the culture is going. And I talked about that with Mike Teezy a minute ago, saying that, like you said, God has graced us, everyone, through a period, because I had to experience that stuff. Would have not bothered me 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been singing it, dancing it, clapping my cheeks on my story.
No,
I'm serious.
Seriously, that has happened.
It has happened.
All right. I posted one little video on my close friends 2 years. It was like a year ago. It was like 6 months ago.
God did a quick work.
Oh my God. I was drunk. Megan said, your booty hole is on your close friends. I said, really? She screenshotted it and sent it to, I didn't know. I didn't plan on.
That's all you can say.
That is the past. But what I'm saying is,
it happens.
Yes, God has graced us through a period. Yeah. I understand it. I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
I understand it because I was there.
Yeah,
I understand it. Once the veil is taken off, you see all
everything.
The things you were okay with.
Exactly.
Like you say, once you see it, you can't unsee it. So I see all the things that I was okay with, I was doing. I'm like, why would I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I ever think that was okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand it. You have to come down to that level and have grace and
not
judge and just love people through
it.
Yeah.
Instead of you're doing this wrong, let me tell you who God said you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That goes back to the truth.
The truth.
What is the standard
Facts.
Of truth?
The truth.
When nobody has told you, hey, this is who you are. This is why you were created this way. This is why you were created. You have this purpose. This is what you're, when no one has taught you that, you are now exposed and open to the influence of everything else.
That's real.
But truth.
Exactly.
And now it's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where we are. And it's sad because it's starting so young.
Oh my
God. Like the fact that my kid, my 13-year-old, he's asking me about, you have the pod tomorrow. I was like, I was like, Mike Teezy's gonna be. He's like, Mike Teezy.
That's right.
The fact that that is a celebrity to him. The fact that.
That's lit.
That's right.
That's cool to
that's
him.
That's lit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's
Praise
not.
God.
21 Savage and you know what I'm saying?
No, seriously, y'all.
No, right.
Seriously.
What is the line?
Where do we draw the line? It's not there.
It's no line.
We have no zero standards. And so to have music like yours and everyone that's in your genre right now, it's so necessary.
Praise God.
Yeah. It really is. Necessary. It really is. Yeah. And for our, like I told you, I was like, I used to be freestyling. I was on Sway. Yeah. I never said my booty hole brown, but I did say some stuff that was like, okay, you could have said my booty hole brown. Like, you said that? No. I'm like, that even makes me want to be like, if I ever did music again, do it in a cool, it in a cool way.
Yeah. That's not corny.
That's not corny.
Yeah.
Like.
And that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do.
That's what you guys are doing. That's what you are doing. So what's your, what do you feel like is your mode? Like, obviously God, your relationship with God, but like, what's something that you really are trying to penetrate culture in the industry with?
So definitely my faith and my testimony, you know, the power of God. And like I said, at age 7, I was, you know, paralyzed. But then in 2005, I was in a bad car accident and my lumbar 2 was snapped.
Lord.
Yeah, it was broken. You can literally see in the x-ray where the bones were laying on top of each other. And then in the same night when they said I was paralyzed, I never walk again.
What?
God healed me. Like, you can literally see in the second x-ray where the bones came back together.
That day?
The same day. The same day. So I know the power of God, you know what I'm saying? And the God that I serve is real.
Bones come together.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a wrap. You can't.
What else are you going
to
do?
I was about to say it again,
but I ain't trying to get canceled.
What?
All them crystals.
No, seriously.
It's real, though.
It's like, seriously,
I did not rub amethyst on my knee.
Ooh! I said, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
But you, okay, now, I get it. Whatever.
Whatever, though. Like, we cannot continue to be so timid. Yeah,
that's real.
But
your
get
bones
it.
Came together. Back that ain't nothing night.
But the grace of God.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doctors had no explanation. It was just like, we don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, others might say this is a miracle, but we can say that, you know, this just happened.
Right.
So we was there so long that they switched shifts. So it was a new doctor that came in. Y'all, if we take one more look, my parents was like, by all means, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Go back there for the second x-ray. And they literally.
Done.
Back together. The same night.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Your
parents is covered. If okay. If it happened to me, I need y'all
like, to pray. Prayer chains, all of that. Like, they
text me, group text.
You know
them.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Intercessor.
Yeah, crazy. Legit,
yeah.
Wow.
So you walked out of that hospital.
Walked out when they said I'd never walk again.
And I know your parents are so proud of you with what you're doing now.
Yeah. It's dope. It's dope. Yeah. My dad literally called me after I dropped my album. He was like, son, I just want to let you know, I listened to your album from the top to the bottom. And you did your thing, son. I was like, oh, that's fire.
That feels good.
Yeah.
I love
so
that.
So it really feels good that I can have something that makes them proud.
Mm-hmm. And that they can listen to.
And they can listen to and they can rock with too. So
I used to be like, Daddy, don't listen to my don't please don't watch Wild and Out.
Yeah.
Do you feel that there is, because right now I think we're seeing this wave of like God consciousness.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And B and I have had this conversation before because I believe that there is a lot of purity in it, and then there's a lot of riding
trending.
Wave. Yeah,
facts.
It's like a
facts.
Trend. So mm-hmm. people, but do you feel that there is like this hunger or desire? Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Out there. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, like last year, I heard the word infiltration and literally started seeing it like crazy. So the fact
that. What does that mean?
Infiltration is to like. So we're in this space of Christian hip hop, which is pretty much like this little bubble, right?
Got you.
And so now we're in a space where it's starting to spread. So the infiltration is happening into different realms and different areas.
Yeah.
Like we're getting new territory in a sense. So the fact that y'all are hearing my music, talk about it on your podcast, like that's infiltration for me. Like I'm seeing it happen in so many different ways. And so people that I never would think of to listen to my music is hearing my music.
Yeah.
Is being blessed by it. Matter of fact, Chili from TLC, she saw the remix that I did for Under the Influence and the, what is the other song Chris Brown got? It's the Afro joint, Call Me Every Day.
Oh, yeah.
So I did a remix of that too. She commented, I'm like, this is TLC Chili.
Yeah. This is you know a what legend. Saying?
Like, don't go chasing waterfalls, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like, Chili, this is, that's Mama Chili. She don't play with the Lord now.
Fire.
She don't play. Go on that's her page. Fire. She be like, the Sabbath.
So I was like, praise God. Like, this is, it's really happening.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Good.
That's awesome, man. I love what it represents. I love that it's so like people see it and they can accept it easier because it's like you're like me.
You're just like me.
Yeah. And I think presenting ourselves and being like that's what this podcast is all about, just being like super vulnerable.
Yeah.
And this is where I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And not trying to, like, we didn't decide, like, oh, we're going to live for God. And then, like, we were in, like, you know, turtlenecks.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah.
Thus saith the Lord. Like, we didn't do all that. It's because it is a process and it's a journey.
Yeah,
for
sure. But to, you know, have that, I think that's so necessary.
Yeah.
Facts.
That we look like this. That we are.
Still be cool. Still be fly. Still be.
Like relevancy isn't all bad. But it's like what do you do with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With
because
your platform.
Yeah. And to like how far. And you guys can tell me what you think about this. Because I've been wrestling with this in my head.
Okay.
Because when once God reveals truth to me.
Yeah.
Right. Or reminds me of his truth. Right. I am a type of person where. It has to apply to everything.
That's real.
Like, it can't just apply here and here,
right.
But not there. And there's an excuse here, but there's a clause there. Like, for
me,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Facts.
Right? So, there is, and I'm interested in your opinion about this, because I grew up in church, and I went to a church and then eventually worked for a church that was very, very, very well-known and big.
Word.
And I saw a lot of stuff.
I feel like
a lot of stuff. And so how do you guys feel about people who proclaim God, like they're Christ followers, Christian, they sing, they preach, they act, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And their lifestyle behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's very contrary.
Lord have mercy.
To what they present themselves as. Yeah. And I mean like people who we worship to.
Yeah.
Facts.
People whose music that we worship to today.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it and
live
I know it. Yeah.
In a whole nother way.
Yeah.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah.
That's real.
So that for me is always like this tug of struggle. How do you feel? Or what is your experience or what have you seen?
Yeah. So for me, it's like, I know we all are quick to give our opinions about somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like, we're quick to, you know, jump to like, no, that is not going to work. I'm not going to forgive you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know we serve a God of redemption.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So it's like we can't necessarily judge that person, but we have to make sure our walk is good. You know what I'm saying? So we have to make sure ourselves first. Of course, we can hold each other accountable and stuff like that. If you're close enough with somebody, you're praying for them, you're interceding for them, stuff like that, that's different. But if it's somebody that you don't know from afar, it's like, I can't even judge you, but I can pray for you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I can definitely pray for you.
For sure.
I don't know that I would do that, but I would pray for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And remind you of who God says you
exactly.
are. Being like, exactly. No, it's not manifestation, but like focusing so much on the sin.
Yeah.
It makes, that's what the pastor was talking about. I went to Bible study. He was talking about how it makes the person want to do it more. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Instead of focusing on the sin, let me focus on who God called you to be. Like, focus more on that and. You know, it's a heart posture.
Yeah, it
Facts.
Definitely
it's
is.
It's really
heart posture.
A heart posture.
For sure. And it's not so much of like a judgment thing.
Yeah.
I think that it's a I just think that, when you get into, because Christianity is a business.
It is.
You know what
it's
I'm saying? That is a whole
billion
business. And people get into it for the money.
For sure.
Because it's like, I may not be popping in this industry.
Right, let me hop over here.
If I carry that talent over here, I'm going to be popping over here.
I'm going to take over over here. You know what I'm saying? Doing it like this over here.
That's the scary part. Or not the scary thing, but that's the thing that I see a lot right now.
For sure.
Is this like capitalizing off of a moment?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even off of a moment, off of
a brand.
What God is doing right now. Because He is really
shifting the culture in a way. Facts.
Like
he's
doing something
eyes.
Right now. And people, and there are people that are just like capitalizing off of it. And then there are people that are really trying to
truly live it.
That's real.
There's a huge
difference. A huge difference.
You can almost sense it too. Like in the spirit, you can sense it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like you can hear it in the music, or you can see it in a way, you know.
And the fruit.
Facts.
Yeah.
You're doing this, you're talking like this, you're moving like this.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to walk in discernment for real.
Yeah. I see that a lot.
What was I about to say? Oh, I was going to say in certain levels of ministry.
Yeah.
If you're not ready to change some things and do some things differently, I just feel like you should step down until
that's real.
God is really calling you to that platform.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's
you know what I'm saying? It's very rare.
Yeah.
And being honest, like, okay, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. We're pretty open with our struggles.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm also, no, I'm not ready to pastor no church.
Right, no facts.
You get what I'm saying? Don't call me to do that.
I
would not accept that right now. I'm not there yet. All the way renewed.
You know what I'm saying?
Because y'all going to be like, I'm the soul pastor.
It's a daily thing.
Be Simone.
But people think that you just have, like you said, through the spirit, you'll be able to discern everything. Because people think that, oh, God's blessing me because I have things. He's blessing me. And, oh, so nothing major has happened. Like, I still have my following. I still have my money. I still
this.
And my thing is that, be very careful, because you will stand before him and he will say, you were a worker of iniquity.
Facts, depart from me.
Depart from me. I will allow you because I love my people. I've allowed you to do this.
Exactly.
Because I love my people, I've allowed you to have influence. I've allowed you to have a platform. I've allowed you to have the things that you have because I love my people.
Exactly.
But you.
I ain't even know you.
Yeah.
I never knew you.
I
just
knew
used you.
Oh my goodness.
And who wants to be used and never known?
My goodness.
That's tough.
I don't want to be used and never known.
That's
I'd rather be known by him intimately than to be ever
and have
known
a relationship.
By anybody else.
Exactly.
And have a relationship. Yep. Yeah.
And I feel like people aren't aware of that.
That's real.
Or aware of how dangerous,
that is.
Playing with
That's
fire.
That's dangerous.
Literally.
Dangerous. So how do you keep yourself pure?
Yeah.
You know, how do you keep your heart pure and your intent pure and focused on God? Because there is so much opportunity for you to be pulled. You're talented. So you could easily go into the secular community.
Talented. He's a man. He's married. He's still in the industry. He still has to have morals and standards and respect. And
so
what Christian women, I know they be on.
So for me, it's like the foundation.
Oh, look at that Christian man. He's just a white.
Hoes. That's crazy.
Gospel hoes. They were so mad at us for saying that.
That is hilarious.
They were so mad.
But it's really a thing.
At us for saying that. That
it's
whole clip
really,
they were pissed at.
Because
we were talking about his music and I was like, that shit fine. They was mad I said that.
Oh my God. Whatever. They were like, I could not even listen to this because of the
so
cursing.
Weak.
I was like, well, click out.
I'm so weak. But not for real, it's like the foundation. I think that's the most important thing because, like I said, I was raised in a church, so I knew tradition. Mm-hmm. But now that I know relationship, it's like, I got to make sure I'm solid,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, and everything. So the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added, right? And so for me, I'm seeking God first before I do anything.
Anything.
You know, and that's what keeps me solid, and making sure I'm aligned with his will,
and
then
everything
else,
everything
else is good.
That's literally
you know,
So before we go, we always do, what do you know for sure, K-N-O-W, and what do you know, what are you saying no to for sure, N-O? Like a hard non-negotiable.
Got you. So what I know for sure is that God is good. God loves you.
Yes.
And
yes.
What I'm saying no to is compromise.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I like that. What do I know for sure? I know that God is going to continue to use people like you.
Wow.
And he's raising up.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's been this season of hidden. Mm. Like, God, and now God is really starting to expose people who he's allowed, who they have allowed him to work on them in secret. And that is being uncovered right now. And I think that the ones who really prepare themselves are going to be able to be lifted in a way that they weren't prepared to. Or they weren't prepared, but I didn't know it was this big.
Type of thing.
Facts. Like, oh, wow, God, I didn't know it was that big.
And it's happening right now.
And it's happening. Like, I can feel it happening right now. What am I saying no to for sure? I think I want to say no to compromising truth for the sake of feelings.
That's real.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I think we are at a point where we have to be okay with maybe hurting some feelings.
Yeah. Mm,
that's real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real.
Only because feelings will fade.
That's real.
But truth, I cannot.
Because y'all not going to be mad in a week.
You're not.
Y'all going to be on to the next podcast, the next blog, the next. You get what I'm saying? Y'all not going to care in a week, and you're going to come back and get more, and you're not going to care in a week, and you're going to be offended, and you're not going
to. It's like. Yeah. And truth is truth.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
And Jesus offended lots of people.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. Even the ones that followed him.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's real.
Wow.
Even the ones that followed him. Even the ones that stayed.
Yeah.
Wow.
He offended a lot of people. Yeah. So I feel like we're at that point where it might be a...
I'm saying that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Because it's truth.
Yeah. Truth ain't gonna change.
Mm. Well, I know for sure that you can be lit and love Jesus.
Facts.
For sure. You can have fun and love Jesus. You can be financially free and love Jesus. You can be a millionaire and love Jesus.
Facts.
You can be all the things, you know, and love Jesus and still have that lifestyle that you desire.
Yeah.
No to, what am I saying no to for sure? My booty hole brown.
For sure. I can't do that.
I am not accepting that lyric.
Oh, my God.
Or the one before it.
Or, the pee is pink. I'm saying no to that. And if y'all want to, whatever.
Right.
No. It's truth, but it doesn't need to be.
It's true. Fly thugging with my rounds. My booty hole brown. These little girls is on TikTok, like,
literally.
Loving it.
Babies.
If I had, oh my god.
Babies are singing Booty Hole is Brown.
That's crazy.
And we do not care. We don't care.
I need to talk to her. And Krishan need to come back. I talked to Krishan yesterday. I said, you need to come back because I need to cover that baby.
Ooh, cover it.
We have to touch her stomach.
Touch that baby's belly. I need to touch her stomach.
Touch it.
In the name of
Jesus. Shut up about a Honda.
For sure, in the name of Jesus.
It's crazy.
For sure.
This is a great episode.
Before we go, is there anything that you, like, are you on tour right now?
I literally just got off tour.
Okay.
My tour. It's my first tour as an independent
artist.
It was amazing. I thought we was only going to have like two stops. And then God was like, nah, we got more to do.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So we did the first stop, which was the album release party, you know, in North Carolina.
Yay.
Then the second stop was in Atlanta. And then we got a call to go to Florida. So then we did three stops in Florida.
Yay.
Then we did Phoenix. Then we did LA.
Wow.
So I just finished that. But now people are like, yo, we need to do a second leg. So the Greenhouse Tour might be coming to your city.
Yeah. So where can they get that information? I know on your Instagram handle.
Yeah. Instagram, Official Mike Teezy. My website is www.miketeezymusic.com.
Okay.
So,
nice.
We're so proud of
hopefully,
you.
Hopefully we can get Mike Teezy to come to a live show.
Yeah.
Get a little something.
Let's perform maybe at the anniversary show. February 22nd in Atlanta.
Like, you put it on your calendar now.
We'll show on your rider. We'll have peanuts for you.
I'm allergic. Please don't have peanuts. Please do not.
He's like, I'm not trying to die.
Okay, we're not gonna do that.
But and, you know, so. We could get on a little verse, leave a little 16 for us.
I mean,
say less.
It's like
that'll be fire.
Beast of Mountain and Megan.
Forgive Him remix.
Ooh.
What y'all think? What y'all think?
I'm getting the studio tonight. Don't play with me, Mike.
Say less. I'm not playing. I'll make it happen.
Okay, all right.
We got a deluxe version of the album dropping. We can put that on the album. Go crazy.
Oh, Mike TZ my gosh. And KFS.
What?
Fire.
We're gospel artists
on
now.
Tour?
Okay. Going crazy. It's up.
It's up and it's stuck. Let's go. 8 and 8. 8 bars.
Facts. That's it. Forgive him.
We're not
forgive
playing. I'm writing my verse right now in my head.
Say less.
Jesus is the light in the
in the beginning it was.
Okay.
Genesis 1:1. Eve messed up. Like, why you do that, girl?
Why you do that, girl? Why you do that, girl?
I'm so serious. Like, for real.
It's like, where is my Boaz? I've been looking. Where he at? It's like, okay.
Where is my Boaz? Oh my, I've been looking. Where he at?
You know, that's a hit song right there.
That's a hit.
That's a hit for real.
Okay, let's write it. Don't be taking
my stuff,
y'all.
I'm so serious.
And
Mike TZ got the flow to make it not corny.
Y'all, please go listen to Forgive Him, because the cadence it's on that song, it just...
The way he come in, it's like...
Yeah.
In the way you're able to change your flow, diction to match whatever you're duplicating, I'm like, this guy is a freaking genius.
I appreciate that.
All right, studio.
It's like, okay, I'm telling you, it's my boy.
Really
I've been looking with
Mike TZ, do not play with us.
I'm not playing.
Do not play
with us. Don't say it on the mic and then we get to the studio.
On the mic, Forgive Him remix is happening.
No way! Oh my God, what I'm going to say.
Oh my gosh, write it for me.
Ghostwrite, please. Okay. Ghost, Holy Spirit, ghost.
No, seriously, ghostwrite. Ghostwrite me.
Holy ghostwrite for me.
Nah, it's happening for sure.
All right, y'all.
We gotta have Mike TZ back, but
now we gotta perform.
I know. Now it's a world tour.
Now we're in
world.
Asia. Africa.
I don't care. It's happening. I do not care. Tour bus.
I don't care.
Go crazy.
We gonna be following behind him. Like
he said we could do it. He's gonna be like, y'all,
please.
Nah, it's gonna be fire.
All right, we love you, Mike T.
That's gonna be on Lime Crime. It ain't even gonna be.
SoundCloud. It's like, oh my God. I mean, SoundCloud is
not
lit,
Lime
but
LimeWire. It's going to be on LimeWire. Instead
Lime Crime.
Instead of freaking iTunes.
It's going to be on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify.
And iTunes isn't even a thing anymore, is it?
I love iTunes.
They trying to get rid of it, but yeah. Really?
But it's like, because it's just Apple Music.
Oh, yeah. Apple Music. Got it.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We love y'all.
If y'all want us to do it, comment below.
They're going to be like, no. All of Mike TZ's fans are going to be like, no.
I'm so weak.
Nah. I don't care. We don't care.
Gonna
it
don't
matter.
We're
going to let God lead us.
It's going to be fire.
God already told me, where is my boy? Where he is? Why you do that? It's like, girl, you trying to put too many stories in one verse. Eve ate the apple and Boaz was... It's like, girl, Satan was a serpent. He was Slytherin. It's like, girl, what is your verse about? You learn one Bible verse. And it's like...
You skipping old days.
Skipping
new
okay.
Golly.
That one made the ark and I was swimming like a... It's like, oh my God.
I was swimming like a fish.
I was swimming like... See? We right here.
That's hilarious.
Y'all,
that is hilarious.
Wait till y'all hear this song. It's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. Shout out to my TZ.
We love you guys. We love you guys. See y'all next week on the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
We out.
I'm Mike TZ.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.